Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Episode of Grey's Academy.
Sometimes I make a noise when Carmen's least expecting it, and it really throws him off, and I love it.
Yeah, that was good. It's your two favorite hosts, it's Carmen and Kelsey. One of us you like more, and the other one is Kelsey. And
that's not true.
Yeah. You know, I do wonder. I feel like our fandom is pretty split 50-50.
I think there's an equal love. They just hold us in different realms of realities. It means exactly what I said. I can't explain it any clearer, and everyone's going to agree with me.
So people love me more.
The most separately.
And they love you the most
reality
separately.
Where we live. I think people love you more conceptually, and people love me more concretely.
I don't know if I don't like this conversation. Yeah.
Don't worry.
It's like people love me in the sense of they like Oreos, but they like you in the sense of like we
oxygen.
Go fuck yourself. Oh shit. I'm the much better never seen Grey's before person on this podcast.
Yeah. Oh,
and you're,
for sure.
And you're the much better asshole.
Has been watching. Also probably true.
Dr. Butthole's gotta come and give you a butthole.
Because I'm not lacking.
Because all you are is a butthole. Oh gosh.
Okay. Good energy.
So funny.
Good energy.
Let's do this. It's a podcast
Let's
episode.
Do this. We're gonna start with everyone's favorite segment. Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland. Buttholes.
Ramped it up. Six people. I know, yeah. This one took a while.
Brayden's mom and dad. Boom.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Dr. Butthole. Yeah. Who else is in this fucking episode? The two brothers?
No.
Damn. One of the brothers?
Nope. Neither brother.
None of the brothers. Wow. Okay. I also can't say two brothers without saying it in my Rick and Morty voice. Two brothers. Mexican Space Armada. Great movie. Fuck, who else was in this episode? Let's see. Mr. Gorder?
No.
The girl with the heart defect. Ivy.
No.
Her parents.
Yes, both her
both?
Parents.
Okay, so is that five?
You have one more. And this last one is like a throwaway, like background-esque type person.
Is it Dr. Gerhardt?
No, but that guy does a lot of voice acting and is the voice of Scrooge McDuck.
Wow. And they mentioned Scrooge McDuck in this episode.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. I can do this. It is either the guy that Shane asked to shut down the OR, or it's the random nurse that came in to talk to Stephanie while she was doing her work.
It's neither one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a game that I don't enjoy. Then I don't know.
It's the mom of the Dr. Butthole's patient that he like hugs at the end, and he's like, "Congratulations, oh. I saved your baby."
Wow.
Yeah. So let's get started. Patrick Fabian plays Oliver Butthole Labakis, one episode of Scandal, one episode of Private Practice. Do you remember him from Scandal?
No.
Okay, so do you remember the episode of Scandal? Do you remember like anything that happened in Scandal?
Yeah, they like fucked.
There's an episode where I think it's a senator is like sending pictures of his wiener to girls.
Oh,
and he's
yeah.
married.
Yeah.
And also this happened in real life. But yeah, it was that guy. And he was married on the show to Jan from The Office.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Mark Adair-Rios. Adair-Rios is David, who's Braden's dad. He's in one episode of How to Get Away with Murder. Brescia Webb plays Teresa, Braden's mom. She's in one episode of Private Practice. Billy Malone plays the dad of Ivy. His name is John. He was in one episode of Scandals and two episodes of Private Practice. And then Rebecca Field plays Sabine, the mom. She's one episode of Private Practice, one episode of Station 19. And then Lovely Carol plays the butthole mom. Dr. Butthole mom. She's in two episodes
Dr. Butthole's
of Station
mom.
19 and one episode of How to Get Away with Murder. Woo, we did it.
Very nice. Very nice. And you know, people, I think you're the favorite researcher of Living in Shondaland.
So true.
Just like I'm probably on this podcast the favorite singer of the Living in Shondaland jingle.
So true.
We all have our strengths.
We all have our weaknesses.
Yeah. Yeah. If you like Oreos better than oxygen, just send me a quick Instagram message. All right, Arizona, Dr. Butthole. Let's talk about this one because Alex gets a job offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, not surprising. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things with this episode that I felt like I've seen in other shows before. So in Scrubs, I've seen they have kind of this slow-mo. They follow the germ around. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's how like the whole show opened, right?
Yes.
Then in Scrubs, they have this big deal where there are people who kind of like get poached and they get kind of lured away by the fellowships and the private practices and all this stuff. And it's from what I understand, it's not very uncommon in the medical world to have, you know, if you're identified with a lot of talent and people want to come and they want to bring you in, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And that's just what's happening with Alex. And Alex seems to be kind of a natural with they were doing that scene where he's stitching something up and the guy's like, do you want to, you know, what do you see here? And Alex basically just rattles off exactly what he did without any kind of context, no confirmation, anything. And he's like, all right, Wonder Boy or Wonder
Boy
Kid,
Wonder.
Whatever your Boy Wonder, Wonder Kid a la Ted Lasso. And they
making a comeback.
Yeah, making a comeback. Very exciting. It was kind of like it makes sense to see someone like him wanting to get Alex. His character's kind of interesting because he's like a kind asshole. Because
he's not really a dick. And like, I don't know, I think the nickname Dr. Butthole makes it seem like he's gonna be a butthole.
Yeah,
but he's really not. He's just like a quirky dude.
Yeah, he's like, you know, sorry about the Dr. Butthole thing, and he's like, none offense taken, I will cry myself to sleep tonight on my piles and piles of money.
Yeah,
like funny, just
levels
funny.
Of self-awareness, like yeah.
But they had the nickname list was Dr. Poop Shoot, Dr. Rear Gear, Dr. Rump Chump. And then the sphincter fairy.
Yeah. And I do, to your point about like going into a private practice. I do think it's not really addressed a lot or talked about a lot on this show. So it is, it feels like it would be a conversation that people would have more in the medical field. Maybe like with surgery specifically, it's not as, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm not a doctor.
Not a doctor.
I have had one surgery and it was performed by my doctor.
Dr. Rump Chump.
No. And then some amount of years later, she delivered Bennett.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. She did that surgery when I was 19, and then I was 32 when Bennett was born. So mathing that up, 13 years later, she delivered Bennett.
About 100 years.
Basically. So, felt that way.
It's when, yeah, it's interesting that he clearly has a relationship with Arizona.
Yeah.
They have known each other for a long time, it seems like. It is interesting, though, because, like, also in, I don't know what they're trying to make it seem like, if he's a good dude, a bad dude, a cult leader, a fun guy, who knows? But they're all in the OR and they're dancing.
Well, I think it's just supposed to show that, like, he's a good dude, because I think it, like, we're supposed to kind of, like, however nurses and, like, surgical staff think of a doctor other than, like, the ones we know. I think that's kind of supposed to lead us in our opinion. And so if they, like, have positive experiences and like him and, like, have fun with him, then I think that we're supposed to be like, okay, so we like him.
Which is good, which is fine. And yeah. And they're just, like, dancing and the OR and what's the bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
You know, so good for them. And then he's like, all right, one surgery, I'm done. I'm going to go play some fucking golf on my simulator. Like,
yeah,
I'm out.
This thing.
Yeah.
The fish fins.
The fish fins. That's how I golf, too.
Well, you and I aren't golfers.
No, no. Barely even a frolfer, either.
So true.
So, yeah, why don't you take us through the recruiting scene? Like, there's a lot that kind of happens. And, well, and yeah, also, so it's worth noting the lead up with the college loans and stuff.
Oh, yeah. So Joe's like cleaning out something or another at the house. And she finds all of Alex's loan payment booklets, which if you're not familiar with what that is, because the checks have kind of gone by the wayside and auto payments have kind of become more of the norm. I don't know. Have you ever had anything where you had one of those loan bookie things?
No, I've never. I actually did not understand that point of the
story. Okay, so I had it for when I bought the Element, my car, when I lived in Florida. I had the loan, and they basically like gave me essentially like pre-filled out checkbooks that were attached to my bank account so that I could like send them in monthly. So it was kind of like
it's auto pay, but on paper. But on,
yes, exactly how I was going to describe it. So it was kind of like that. So it tells you the amount, but there's also a spot if you want to do like a different amount. Anyways, that's what they are. But for his student loans, which it makes sense that he would have a lot of student loans because he is a doctor and historically that's expensive. There are obviously programs that you can work through to like have loan repayments built into the whatever you do after medical school. That has not been established. However, they did establish in whenever he was like going back and forth between going to Hopkins or staying, he was like, if you want me to stay here, you have to do a loan repayment plan included in my salary. And they were like, okay. So I guess we're pretending that didn't happen.
Yeah, I definitely didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And honestly, likely they just forgot that they wrote that in there, which whatever, it's fine. And so he has all these student loans. Joe's like done the math and it's going to take him like 20 something years to pay them off or something if he's making twice the minimum monthly payment. It doesn't sound great.
Yeah.
As most student loans don't sound. I did pay off my student loans
a couple months ago. Nice. Congratulations.
It was lovely. It was what we did with the tax refund. So nothing fun this year. Although it's fun in that I no longer have to do that. But it's not fun in that it's not a fun purchase. Anyway, so it's gonna, she's like terrified that he's just ignoring this, which is reasonable. Because it is a hefty sum. I have to imagine if you're talking about probably undergrad and med school, lots of dollars. And he did buy a house. And she's like, let's address this. Can we please figure this out? And he says, no, I'm just going to throw these in the garbage, actually. Thank you so much. And then later fishes them out of the garbage and is like, it's fine. We'll do this. And she's like, yeah, we're going to do it. We're not going to put it off. Like, it's just not that hard. There's an easy solution. And he's like, I have an easier one. But he's looking at the pen for Dr. Butthole. Which also, when he went to Dr. Butthole's office to play fake golf, where they're not on the roof, not killing anybody, that's when the guy pitches. He's like, you could, like, have you given any thought to private practice? Like, what are you doing after your fellowship? And Alex says, well, I really like where I am. And he's like, yeah, that's totally understandable. Like, Arizona is great. So I understand where you're coming from. But there are also perks to doing this because I make my own hours and I, you know, like can set my schedule and go on vacations and, you know, have piles and piles of money. But it is also a $250,000 buy-in. But he says, guarantee you'll pay it off within 2 years. And then within 2 more years, you'll be making more than that or something along those lines. You'll pay it off within 2 years is what he says first. And then he's like, within the next 2 years, you'll be fucking loaded is essentially the moral of the story.
Which, but, like, sounds great.
Yeah, but it is also, you still have to have that money to do the buy-in. Which is the scary part of a loan. So I don't know. That's a lot.
Yeah. What I like about this storyline is Joe is making the conscious effort to like be involved in the financial piece of their future. So she's talking about the interest rate. She's talking about the amortization, the all these things. And it's nice. And it's funny because, I love that she cares more about it than Alex, but you know, they just signed their love contract not too long ago. But she calls back the dad, and
yeah,
that feels like that was not an equivalent comparison.
It does feel like a weird comparison, and it also feels still maybe a little fresh.
Yeah, like, you know how, like, you got to take care of your college loans? Think about when you didn't talk to your abusive, alcoholic, druggy dad for 30 years. Like,
and
it's
then
the
he
same
showed up
thing.
And died and you were sad. What? What?
Yeah.
How did we
You're
connect
gonna
these dots?
You're going to feel the exact same way when you have to pay these college loans. Like, it makes no sense. So
you're
going
to feel the same way when the fucking IRS comes to arrest you.
Yeah. So, but yeah, then he's like, my name's going to be on a pen. Because the only way to do that is to be a part of a private practice. I have pens with my name on it, son.
Do you?
I don't. I should, though. I think that'd be a good idea.
I have pens with my business name on it.
I think my Christmas present to you is going to be a pen with my name on it.
I won't throw it away, but I'll be mad every time I use it.
Then it's going to be the best pen. Actually, you know what the best pen is? Is the Sharpie ballpoint pens. They're so nice. Or not the ballpoint pens, not the Sharpie ballpoints, the Sharpie gel pens.
I like the G2s.
These are better than the G2s, dude. No, I don't feel that way. It's a fact, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come. Stop telling me to sign in, Microsoft. God damn.
So, it's going to be interesting. I think he's going to go into private practice.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he'll be private practice, but it'll be operating inside the hospital, working with Arizona. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I think he's going to take it.
Yeah. But he'll not be leaving the show. He'll take it and still be present-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think.
Okay. I have a prediction-related question.
Okay.
Of all the guests we saw on the show today, how many of them and whomst do you think we will see again?
Well, we're going to see Scrooge McDuck again.
Okay.
We are going to see Braden and Braden's family. I think basically Braden, mm-hmm. his family, and the Hart girl family.
Mm-hmm.
Because that kid at the end of the episode just like coughed whipped cream, like yeah. terrible looking soupy whipped cream into his hand.
Yeah, that was gross. I didn't care for it.
The way that the subtitles were on my phone, though, I had to remove the subtitles because I couldn't tell what it yeah. was. I thought, is this blood? What am I looking at?
Well, no, and it's that's just, what like, they fucking... because they say when they bring in Frankie, the other one, they like say they're like, oh, I had to bring her in because she was coughing up pink goo or something.
Mm.
And so then I think it was just supposed to be
more pink goo. That.
Yeah, not great.
I just, yeah, so I think both those families are going to come back. We'll probably see all the people from the conduit trial again, maybe, because that was another thing that happened in this episode with Shane and Steph, and also Leah was just having the time of her life in this episode. So, that's who we'll be getting back.
Okay.
The Hart family and the Bubble family.
Okay. And then, so speaking of the non-intern interns, they like have a little contest of like, oh, first person to leave is gonna suck the most.
But only half of them know that they're in a contest.
Yeah. And
only
also,
Steph
like,
and Joe knew they were in the contest.
Stop perpetuating problematic behaviors in the workplace of working when you're ill, especially when you're around people who you shouldn't be around when you're ill. So there's not much else that's really going on with them. Like, Shane is going to take the conduit patients. And then he thinks he psychs himself out and thinks he's getting sick. So he asks Steph to do it, but he's not really sick. And then he just takes a nap. And I'm just like, honestly, respect it. I fucking love a nap. Crush a nap.
Yeah.
But
he asks her, he's like, I need you to cover this and I will cover your calls for a month, like weekend calls for a month,
yeah,
something
and
like
I'll
that.
I'll be your swap monkey for 2 months.
Well, that only happened after at the end when Christina walks in. So he's laying down. She slaps him because she's like, oh, no fever. I can wake this bitch up. And Christina comes in and is like, hey, how's it been going? And Shane's like, it's been going great. Everything's good. 30 days. We rocked it. And then Steph is like, what just happened? And he's like, I will be your swap monkey for 2 months, and just walks away. And she's like, okay, all right then. Yeah. Now I'll take it.
Yeah.
And with also with that going on is, so Mr. Gorder, whatever his name is, he had like, what did he have?
Something sort of, in his tummy.
Yeah. And Leah, like, falls asleep standing up at one point.
Yeah.
What's crazy? Oh, I've fallen asleep. I'm asleep right now. What?
Got same.
The funniest thing about this episode. So Leah is the one who clearly she's going to go home sick. They're standing there in the little non-intern area. And Weber's giving out assignments. And he goes, Murphy, you're with me. And she's like, no, I'm not. I'm going home. And he's like, we don't get sick here. It's kind of an unspoken rule. So apparently that's the running joke, is they're going to speak the unspoken rules all episode, which is funny.
Yeah.
And then, so Leah spends all episode being sick. They kick her out finally, and then they make fun of her.
Yeah.
And then Weber gets one tummy cramp, and then
yes, he's like, I gotta go.
What a wuss.
Yeah.
Little bitch boy.
Yeah, it's some hypocritical, I would say.
Well, that is the oath they take.
Ah, I see what you've done.
The hypocritical oath.
See what you have done there with that. Okay. So.
You want to hear another medical joke?
Yeah.
So Jess had to go and get her blood drawn, like, all the time.
Yeah.
And she had said something about how the phlebotomist had to poke her, like, 3 times.
Oof, the worst.
And the other nurse came in and did it, like, on the first poke. And I said, it sounds like they were scraping the phlebotom of the barrel.
Look at you go. I just know you're so proud of that, too.
It's a phlebotomy joke.
Thanks for letting me know.
You all get it.
I don't get it. It's so true. the phlebotom of the barrel. You're a goober. You're a big old goober goob.
So Harper Avery, conduit, 30-day trial.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's going well. Owen and Christina are, like, hanging out all episode, apparently.
Yeah, they seem to be not hating each other after Christina's weird episode about alternate realities. Carmen fell off the couch, you guys. I don't know where he went.
No, I'm here. I did drop something, though, when I was trying to get it. Yeah, you know, we go back to what were they trying to point out to us in that episode? No one knows, but apparently it's fine.
Yeah. Apparently we've learned nothing.
And they determined that the girl with the heart thing, it's, like, environmental.
Yeah, Owen. They think, because they do, they can't, like, there's no genetics. And Christina's like, it's a bacteria, but then it's not a bacteria. So they're like, we're going to send strangers to inspect your home. I don't know. It's wild.
Can you imagine someone walking in and going, we're looking for the shit that's breaking hearts here? It's literally...
I'm like, would it be like mold or something? I mean, what?
That's what she says. I think she says mold.
I mean, like, mold disease is a thing that happens to people, right? And they tell you, like, you can't be around mold. Because it'll make you real sick. So it wouldn't, I'm just like, but for a heart thing where you, like, have to have your heart, like, replaced, that feels like it wouldn't be something external. But I mean, you know, I don't fucking know. I'm not a doctor.
Maybe there's, like, an arsenic drip that's going into their, like, or, like, lead poisoning. I don't know. I mean, it could be one of, like, a trillion things.
Yeah, I mean,
the world
clearly
sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. People are probably dumping radioactive shit in their water supply.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else did we talk about? Do we not talk about?
All right.
We're also falling asleep.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Jackson and April. And they're, like, having a hard time.
Yeah. Jackson's sick. Just like Jackson's sick and April's like, oh, why won't he let me nurse him back to health? Who cares? Just let him be. If he needs help, he'll ask for it. And if he needs help and doesn't ask for it, maybe he'll learn a lesson. And then, I mean, I guess that's kind of Bailey's point. She's like, you count your blessings. I'm going to go home and Ben's going to be crying on the couch, begging me for washcloths.
Yeah, I love how she broke men into two categories. And it's true. There's the sick, it's the sickness test. Are you the kind of man who wants to go and be by yourself? Not me. Or the man who wants to be babied? Me.
You.
For sure.
Yeah.
Also, a thing that I wanted to mention back with Mr. Gorder, and again, haven't had a linear thought all damn day. Couldn't be me. So, when Weber is finally saying you should go home, Leah is, like, hooked to an IV.
Yeah, in surgery.
Yeah. And when he said, when it takes a doctor hooking themselves up to an IV to pass your boomer test, like,
and
bro,
no one even, like, says
happening?
Anything.
No
one's
says
like,
anything.
Oh my God, that's insane. Please leave. They're like, yep. Good on ya. Like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah. And then he's, like, sharing the story about how he had bad pork, and he's like, oh, he was a little bit glossy when it went down the hatch, you know? And she's, like, clearly struggling. So she doesn't respond. She doesn't say anything. And Meredith's like, are you not responding because you've thrown up in your mouth? And she just shakes her head yes. And that's when they're like, all right, get out of here, champ. Champ, we're, you know, you did your best. And then they say that she's lightweight, and they call her a wuss, and they LOL at each other. And then
what is
Weber
the
gets sick.
Yeah, this is not doing it for me.
I mean, again, if we're looking at a toughness standpoint, which we shouldn't have to, Very tough. She did a great job.
Yeah.
And honestly, so did Derek. Derek really pushed through. He did a whole damn surgery.
Yeah. When he wasn't on call and was trying to do the presentation.
Yeah. And then they admitted him and they're freaking, he's literally in the hospital.
Yeah. He fully passed out to the point where he had to, like, didn't wake up until he had been fully undressed, hooked to an IV and put in a hospital bed.
And Meredith had completed a presentation.
That's a high level of unconsciousness. And everyone's pretty chill about it.
Yeah. So let's see. What else do I have here? Yeah, the heart girl. Yeah, it's weird that Christina and Owen are working so well together. There was that scene where they took the girl. I think her name was Ivy.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just need you to get my student council application in, Mom, please.
Yeah.
And then the mom is like, whatever, I just want to kiss my daughter. Then they gave her a really long phone conversation.
Yeah.
Like, she gets I a also phone noticed monologue.
That. Yeah.
That was an interesting take.
Yeah.
Which, you know, obviously leads to the husband and the sister, and then the kid comes in. Let's see. Yeah, Jackson, sick. Do your thing. I love when Derek walked into the room and Bailey and April were like, don't come in. And he's like, you paged me, dude. And let's see. What else even happened in here? Yeah, Arizona. This is like, did like not much happen in this episode?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's what I would maybe call a stepping stone.
Yeah. Derek had like, oh, there was a funny kind of throwaway scene where Derek is doing the speech to Bailey, and then Meredith comes and takes him away and says, I don't want my kid's first word to be hypothalamus, which, like, honestly,
it would be pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive.
I would not hate that.
And when at one point Derek is like, I need an Estonian translator, and Meredith's like, are you getting sick? And he says, I don't get sick. It's an unspoken rule. And then Leah says, yeah, but apparently it's been spoken twice today, so I don't know. And he says, Murphy, you look awful. Get away from me.
Yeah.
Oh, very funny, very funny. And then the AV guy is eating onion rings, and Derek's like, can you leave the building?
The building. Yeah, and also, it just started raining so fucking hard. Like, it is hitting my window so aggressively. I wrote down the line when Joe and Alex are arguing and he calls her Scrooge McDuck and she says, your face is Scrooge McDuck. I did think really funny.
So funny. And I don't think I have many more thoughts on that. Do we want to do a capitalism break and then, you know, finish the end of the episode, whether it's questions or predictions or what?
It.
All right, let's do that. Capitalism, stop the rain from hitting Kelsey's wall.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And we are back. All right. Thank you. Is the rain done?
No. Okay, so let's do, we got some questions from Discord. First of all, have you ever had a tetanus shot?
Absolutely.
Same.
I actually had, when I had my tetanus shot before this, but I went to Haiti on a missions trip for my church, and I had to get a lot of shots, so many shots.
Yeah.
Like, of things that I'd never heard before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was crazy. And luckily, insurance covered them all. But it was like, okay, this is crazy. They're like, they had to order some of these vaccines. Like, we don't stock this one, but we could get it for you. I was like, okay, yeah. Cool.
At what point should Murphy have gone home? At the beginning, when she originally said she was going to go home.
Yeah, that scene that Weber said, you don't, like, we don't get sick, patients get sick. I'd be like, well, then let me admit myself because I'm sick.
Yeah. Would you prefer to delay a necessary operation or be operated on by a sick doctor? Delay it.
Delay?
If I'm not dying, I'll wait. I'll be annoyed and I'll wait.
Yeah. I don't look forward to the next time in my life that I'll need some sort of surgery. I know it's probably going to happen, but I don't yearn for it. I don't yearn.
Even pre-COVID, should the hospital know to have more precautions in place? Yes.
Yeah. Also, it seems like they need more people on call.
Yeah, or something. Man, it's just not. They ain't doing it. They missing something.
Also, do people not clean their hands? Also, that is a funny thing. When Alex comes back in from the beautiful private practice golf simulator, he walks in and he's like, this place is fucking disgusting.
I hate it here.
He squirts his hand sanitizer all over his hands. He's like, I'm going to bathe in this shit.
Yeah. Okay. If something happened while Murphy was in surgery, like she vomited into the patient, would the patient have the right to sue?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but it sounds like yes.
Yeah. Do you think Meredith was more convincing speaking in Derek's place, or would Derek's original speech have been better?
I think they both would have been fine.
Yeah.
But Derek's original speech not being sick.
Yeah, I think it would be frustrating. It's worse to have nothing, for sure, because all these people travel and then to just be like, oh, sorry, he's sick. Like, at least it's showing that, like, she's making an effort. And even though she's not directly involved, she still, like, knows a lot of details about it. So, again, it shows that he's, like, very passionate about it.
Yeah.
Katie says, nurse PSA, everyone should get tetanus shots as part of routine childhood immunizations, but you also need boosters every 10 years, and some high risk injuries may lessen that to 5 years. So you may end up needing one sooner if you get one of those said injuries.
Who said that? Katie?
Katie.
Yeah. Here's the problem with that, Katie. There are people out there not getting measles and polio and whatever else vaccines. You think they're going
to
get it?
She's talking to us.
I'm just saying. No.
People who will listen.
Yeah, that's fair. I agree. You know what I actually haven't done is I haven't stayed up to date with, like, COVID boosters. Like, I haven't gotten COVID vaccine shots.
Yeah, they mostly do them, like, they offer them with flu shots.
Did I get a flu shot last year? I think I did. I think I did.
You definitely
need
to get it this year so you don't get bebe sick.
Yeah.
Because that'll be peak germ season.
Peak germs.
But, yeah, that was it. So let's rate it.
Well, hold on. Let me make some predictions. I predict you dumb.
Oh, this is why people hate you.
They love me. Okay. You know what?
This is why you're not oxygen.
For funsies, we need to do, like, give an honest review of both. Not a poll of who's better, because that's not fair. but give an honest review, like on the Instagram, like give your honest review of Carmen, give your honest review of Kelsey. And it's like, people can like answer their box with anything and just post the funniest ones. We should do something like that on in our Instagram stories.
Yeah, but people won't because it's not anonymous.
It's not?
No. Oh. When you answer those box questions, people see who wrote it.
Hmm. Maybe we should do a quick Google Drive survey. Quick, everyone, give us your emails.
Guys, we're going to do a Google survey. Just tell Carmen you like him. He needs an ego boost, apparently.
Okay. I don't need an ego boost. I'm wearing a Pokemon hat right now.
Yeah, so I don't know why you're fishing.
I'm just trying to come up with fun ideas for the pot. You know what? Fuck you.
Okay. Renee.
We had a really good therapy session last week.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What was I talking about? Oh, predictions. I predict that the next resident to leave the show is going to be Leah. I still think it's going to be Leah. I think that... I really don't even know. I'm just... I don't want to predict anything for Christina and Owen because they suck.
Mm.
I predict that Alex and Joe are still going to get married. Alex is going to take the private practice, but he's going to be on the show still. Maybe he'll even leave the private practice. I think that Joe's going to get into ortho, and Callie will eventually leave the show with Arizona to start their private practice on the coast of California. I also predict that Teddy's going to come back.
Why?
Because she is going to marry Owen.
But why would anyone marry Owen?
Because Teddy would. Actually, that doesn't make any sense because I remember where the way their friendship ended. Not really ended, but like...
left off.
He lied. He lied to her. I forgot about that whole storyline. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else I have to predict, but we could rate it.
Do you predict something about Derek's whatever he's doing?
Derek is going to fully map the brain. And Barack is going to look like a genius.
Okay, and what about Christina's trial?
Christina's going to win the Harper Avery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, big thunder over here. Okay, do you want to rate it?
Yeah. I want to give this episode below a 3.
Same, but I'm like, I feel bad because the only other episode I did that to was like genuinely a bad episode. But this episode, it's like, I watched this like less than 24 hours ago. And I'm like, I'm like struggling to remember anything that happened.
I watched this shit today.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I cannot like, and like the more we talked about it, I'm like, why? Even like knowing like why they are setting things up the way they set things up, I'm just like, but what if you did it differently?
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel, yeah, because it's a 2.99.
Yeah, I was kind of saying like a 2.8.
I like it. It just doesn't really for me feel like it deserves a 3 category.
Yeah, I've definitely given 3s to episodes that were light years better than this one.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's not like it was a different writer. Like, it's someone who writes episodes all the time. So I don't really know if maybe on the back end there was something going on in the writer's room where they were like, we need you to set up plot lines X, Y, and Z. So there's like less quote unquote freedom to like kind of do what you will with characters. I don't know. Yeah, it was just like a weird one. It was not, it's like a puzzle piece that just almost fits, but doesn't quite.
I also think I have a hard time because when I randomly get a previously on Grey's Anatomy, I'm like, what is going down?
Yeah.
What are we gonna get? And then we didn't get shit.
I think it's really, they had to do that because last episode that we watched was the weird Christina thing. So they were like, well, no one remembers what actually is happening because the last episode was not a real episode.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
That's like my only thought on like why they had to do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to lock in on the 2.99.
Yeah, I'm going to.
And I only feel a little bit bad.
Hold it at 2.89. I do feel bad, but maybe we're just too generous with our ratings. But I also feel like I'm not mad that we have kept it as high as we have consistently, because I do think at some point there's just a decline. You know, eventually Shonda leaves. Like, it is what it is. Not everything's going to be getting great scores after that.
Right. Right. I was actually talking to someone. It is dangerous talking about this show because I'm proud of us. I'm proud of our show. And I'll say something like, yeah, like, oh, I got to record tonight. And they're like, record? What do you mean? I'm like, yeah, I have a podcast that I do. And they're like, tell me about that. I'm like, yeah, it's a Grey's Anatomy podcast. And they go, oh my gosh, is this? And I was like, I need you to stop right there. I need you to.
Yeah.
Like someone the other day, I was like, I need you to stop and tread very lightly, because they were like, where are you at in the show? They're trying to be respectful. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, I'm in season 10. And they're like, okay. What's going on with Derek right now? And I was like, I don't even know, like, don't lead me anywhere. But right now he's working with Barack. Okay.
Yeah. But stop asking me no more questions from you.
Or like there was someone who they asked, and I think we had talked about the Christina thing before, like someone had said Christina leaves the show. So that was spoiled for me. But someone had asked, is Christina still on the show? But she asked, she's like, I don't watch the show. I stopped watching after season 4, and I don't even know if she's still on the show now or not. And I was like, I don't either.
Oh, so she was asking you, like, not where you are, but, like, in real time, is Christina still on the show?
Yeah. And she's like, I literally met Sandra Oh at a crosswalk in Vancouver. Oh my and I'm God, like,
that's amazing. I'm obsessed with that. I would die. Was she nice? Did she talk to her?
They did not really interact. But
that's fair.
She said she was too starstruck to even, like, say something.
For sure. I swear to God, I saw Glenn Powell in the LaGuardia Airport last week. And I was like, I know there's no way Glenn Powell is walking around the LaGuardia Airport at fucking 6:30 in the morning. But like, that's
I
for
mean,
sure
maybe him. Though.
It could have been though, right? I don't know. It was wild. I was like trying not to leer, but I definitely was leering.
You should have just gone up to him.
But like, what if it wasn't him?
Then some guy is going to feel complimented that you equated him to Glenn Powell.
That's true. There's worse people to be confused with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, I had to fly to LaGuardia to get to Omaha.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
But I didn't even want to.
Here's what happened. I got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm not doing great with completing a task. So on Sunday, May the 3rd, I said, Michael, I haven't booked that plane ticket for the owner's meeting. Can you do that for me? Because I'm sick of trying to figure out what flight is the best. And he said, when is it? And I said, it's May 11th. And he said, like a week? And I said, Michael, I guess so. I don't know the last time I looked at a calendar. If it says it's a week, then it's a week. And so at a week out, that was my best option. Flying to LaGuardia, and then from LaGuardia, flying to Omaha.
As one does.
So I did get to wave at the Statue of Liberty from the plane. And I said, I'm so sorry.
Well, LaGuardia is the nice airport now because they fully renovated it.
It's very nice, yeah. And there's some very tasty, overpriced food.
Oh, yeah. I got some ramen when I was there. It was really good.
Obviously had to do a bagel because it was so early in the morning. I had to do a bagel Sammy. Bacon, sausage, egg and cheese.
What'd you get? Dunkin' Donuts bagel?
God, no. Whatever thing it said that it was there. It's probably still like some shitty chain, but it's
insert
than,
New York bagel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out a way to get out to New York at some point because I want to do it.
So. Yeah, I want to hang out there. Scarlett wants to go really bad. Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say about Grey's Anatomy at this point.
Yeah, me either.
This episode, sorry guys. First of all, this episode was going to be rambly because of we have not had a real episode in a while. And then also this episode was not very good. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like bad in a jarring way. It's just like as you talk about it, it's not very good. So,
yeah.
Where do we go from here? We'll find out.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and just call it a night then.
Yeah. We'll just call it it is the night. It is the morning also because it's midnight AM. It's fine. Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. We love you all so much. And we cannot wait to continue this journey with all of you. We're just so grateful for all your support. Thank you for your ratings and reviews and your shares, and we would love for you to keep those things coming. And we just love to hear from you. We love it when you reach out and we chit-chat. It's delightful. And make sure you tell everybody. And you can go to crazyacademypod.com and find all of our socials and merch and all the information you might need in that one location. And if you see Carmen walking down the streets, just remember,
no spoilies. We appreciate you all so much, and we will see you all in the next one.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.